Jo-san.
Good morning.
That is the limited length of my Cantonese.
这个我唯一可以讲的广东话了。
I'm trying hard.
我会继续努力。
I attend a little small church downtown in Toronto.
我在下面市区一个很小的教会。
And there's about 100 people.
大概一百人到。
And about 30 of them are brand new believers.
有三十个人是新的信主的。
All from mainland China.
是从中国来的。
And so our little congregation that we attend, we're all trying to learn Mandarin.
所以在我们很少的会众当中我们开始想学怎样讲华语了。
But I'm discovering that trying to learn Mandarin or Cantonese is very difficult.
原来发觉国语和广东话是很不同的。
Because every time I try it, you laugh at me.
每次我讲你都笑我的。
Or the 30 Mandarin-speaking people in our congregation always giggle under their breath as I try to do a phrase.
所以我跟他讲的时候呢，我们在那三十人的会众当中呢，成日都在那里慢慢暗笑。
But maybe someday I'll come with a paragraph and not just two words.
有下次来呢，我不会只讲两个字，我讲成段给你听了。
Before I begin, I want to thank you for this church.
我开始之前呢，我首先要多谢这个教会。
For the friendship of your pastor.
我同你哋嘅牧师系一个好朋友。
When I came to Tyndale about 3.5 years ago.
喺三年半前我嚟到天道。
Pastor Sam was one of the first people that I had lunch with.
我第一个开始食午餐咧，就同你嘅牧师陈心怡牧师。
He phoned me.
佢打电话俾我。
And he wanted to sit down with me and just listen.
他只是想跟我一起听我讲下嘢。
And over these 3.5 years, as I've gotten into this role and into this understanding of Tyndale,
在过往三年半里面，我慢慢认识天道。
He has always been there.
他常常都跟我一起。
His friendship is valued.
我很重视他的友谊。
I know that when he introduced me in the last service, he said 80% of your pastors are Tyndale grads.
我知道你讲俾我听的时候，有八成的牧师是在天道毕业的。
So if you are upset with the way they pastor,
如果你觉得牧师不满意的呢？
You can come and talk to me afterwards.
你可以跟我来讲啊。
And so I will. I'll listen. But if you say anything bad about Pastor Sam,
我咧就会听。不过如果你讲关于陈牧师唔好咧
，I'm sorry. He's a dear friend, and I will defend him.
我咧，因为佢系我个好朋友，所以我一定会保护佢嘅。
Sam asked me to talk about why a Christian university.
陈牧师叫我讲点解一个基督教嘅大学。
And that's what I want to focus on.
今日我想系集中讲呢度。
But I want to do it in the context of understanding what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ as well.
但系同样，我想话俾大家听，咩叫做基督嘅跟随者
？I don't want this to be a commercial.
我唔想好似宣传。
I want this to be an understanding of why we as the Christian as Christian community needs a Christian university.
我想同大家讲，点解我哋一个基督教群体需要一个基督教嘅大学
？So before I begin, let's just watch this film.
所以开始之前，请我睇少少嘅幻灯。 12年前，有一班嘅基督徒领袖喺埋一齐。
Of how would we extend the influence of the Christian community in Tyndale in particular into a broader framework?
他说我们天道神学院能够怎样更加扩展以至影响这个地社区。
The Tyndale Seminary is the largest seminary in Canada.
在加拿大天道神学院是一个最大的神学院。
And its influence and the former Tyndale Bible College.
以前呢有个圣经学院。
Its influence is felt around the world.
在整个世界都能够影响引导。
But they realized that things were changing.
但我们发觉事情在改变着。
That in the 21st century, we needed not just trained pastors and missionaries.
我们知道在21世纪我们不单只要训练牧师和宣教士。
But we needed to understand and develop, if you want, a cohort of people who would spread around the world in different professions.
我们需要训练更多的人在不同的地方去影响这个世界。
It was birthed in the idea that somewhere at this place, at this time, there was a need for a Christian university. Now I need to tell you, I'm from Western Canada. And I have trouble saying this. But these people 12 years ago felt, and I now understand, even as a Western Canadian,
在十二年前呢，我现在明白了，我们对有特别的思想。
The Toronto was a strategic location for that to take place.
在多伦多是一个最有策略性的，就建立这个大学。
Now you need to understand, when you grow up in Western Canada,
你需要明白，我在西边那边来的。
I apologize.
我首先向你道歉。
But you grow up hating Toronto.
我们以前呢，很憎多伦多的。
You know, and there's a joke,how many Torontonians does it take to change a light bulb?
我哋成日讲咧，要有几多个多伦多人先可以换一个灯胆咧？
This is a joke that's told out west.
当然呢个系一个笑话啦。
How many Torontonians does it take to change a light bulb?
你话要几多个多伦多人先可以换一个灯胆啊？
Just one.
一个就得啦。
They hold the light bulb in place, and the world revolves around them.
佢哋一路咁样租住呢啲灯胆，佢知道成个世界都围住我哋转噶啦。
I mean, there's this sense that Toronto for us is an evil place.
对我们来讲呢，多伦多是一个不中意的地方。
But God is using Toronto right now.
但是神是用紧多伦多。
God is bringing the world to the city of Toronto.
神要用多伦多藉着这个城市影响这个世界。
And what more strategic location would be critical than a city of Toronto and a Christian university in this place?
所以这个是更加有策略性的，就是在多伦多的城市里面建立一个基督教的大学。
And so for a couple of years, the leadership of Tyndale and the Christian community worked to get legislation for Tyndale to move not just to being a seminary,but to being a university, undergraduate university.
所以有几年里面我们天道神学院除了我们教授和社区的领袖，我们一起去筹算怎样去申请和政府联络，我们建立一个基督教的大学。
It was not easy.
一点都不容易。
There was all sorts of concerns about this idea of a Christian university.
很多人想起基督教大学就有很多的疑问。
But 10 years ago, through government legislation, Tyndale University College was birthed to offer undergraduate university education.
十年前，我们已经开始了这个天道的大学学院。
We're only 10 years into it.
我们现在是十年了。
In many ways, it's like we're building a cathedral.
好似咧，佢建立一个大嘅教堂咁样样。
Some of you who've traveled to Europe, you've seen some of those great cathedrals.
可能你大家去欧洲嘅时候，见到啲好大嘅教堂。
Built, sometimes it took over a century to build.
有啲时候神要用需要一百年嘅时间去建立。
And I've often thought to myself, I feel like the person who was building the cathedral, but just only dealing with the foundations.
我成日觉得我而家咧好似建一个大嘅教堂，不过只系做紧个根基。
The fact is,You and I may never see what this university is like 30, 40, 50 years from now.
可能你同我都唔知道喺30年、40年、50年之后呢个大学变成点样。
But we have the amazing opportunity to build a foundation of something that could be lasting and strategic for the faith.
但是我们一个最好的机会就是我们一起帮手建立这个根基，能够建立这个信仰的根基。
And so Pastor Sam asked if I would preach why a Christian university.
所以陈牧师说，告诉大家为什么需要基督教的大学。
But I want to liken it to, what does it mean for us to be followers of Jesus Christ?
但我想大家分享的就是，怎样叫成为一个基督的跟随者呢？
And answer that in understanding what is unique about what a Christian university can do.
因为当我们明白的时候，我们就明白基督教大学有什么独特性。
And I want to do it by getting us to look at Philippians chapter 1.
我希望大家一起看《腓立比书》的第一章。
If you have your Bibles, I would encourage you to open it up there.
如果你有圣经的时候，请你打开《腓立比书》第一章。
I've always been fascinated by Paul's prayers to the churches in the New Testament.
我成为到咧保罗咧写俾好多个书信嘅时候咧，为佢祈祷咧，我好感动嘅。
Philippians, Colossians,
腓立比书啦，哥罗西书啦
，Ephesians,
以弗所书啦
，Galatians,
加拉太书啦。
I mean, there's a sense that Paul, at the beginning of every letter, has this very kind of special place, and a special prayer for each one of them.
似乎在每一个书信里面，保罗都有一个特别的地方，有一个特别的祈祷为他们的。
When you go home, just look at the beginnings of each of those letters.
请你回家的时候，在每一本书信，你看看前面开头是怎样讲的。
And you'll see that there is a very special prayer except for one of those letters.
你发觉保罗有没有一个很特别的祈祷，除了有一个书信。
And that's the letters to the Galatians.
就是写给加拉太教会的。
And the reason is,
为什么呢?
He's so mad at them.
因为他对他很生气。
If you know the story of the Galatian church,
你明白加拉太教会呢?
They've taken what he had preached as the gospel and they've kind of watered it down.
他帮保罗所传的福音呢, 将他摆低了很低。
And he's so frustrated with them.
所以保罗呢, 就很愤怒。
That he kind of just lays into them. He gets mad at them.
他觉得很不开心，他话俾佢听。
It's the only letter where he doesn't pray.
所以呢个唯一嘅书信佢冇祈祷嘅。
Now you have been that frustrated sometime in your life with someone.
你试过喺你生命里边咁掹咗未啊？
Maybe it's your son or your daughter.
可能你个仔、你个女啦。
You know, and just for one moment you stop praying for them.
然后突然间你话我真系唔想为佢祈祷啦。
And you just get mad at them.
因为你觉得好嬲啊。
And that's what Paul does with the Galatians.
保罗对加拉太教会都系咁样。
He says, I can't believe what you have done.
保罗话我真系唔能够相信你做啲咁嘅事。
So that's one extreme.
呢一个系一个书信。
But the Philippian letter is the other.
但喺腓立比书又唔同喎。
Every commentator that you read will tell you.
每一个解经家都话俾你听。
That the Philippians have a special place in Paul's heart.
腓立比教会在保罗心中一个很特别的位置。
In fact, if you look at verse 7,
当你看第七节的时候
he says, I have you in my heart.
保罗说你是存在我心里面。
This is his special church.
这是他很特别的教会。
We don't know why.
我们不知道为什么。
But this is kind of his favorite place.
这是他最喜欢的地方。
I was teasing Pastor Sam.
我同陈牧师讲。
I said to him, "Do you have a favorite congregation on Sunday morning?"
你星期日嘅时候有冇特别好中意嘅会众啊
？He didn't say that.
佢当冇讲啦。
But it would be like if I said to you, and it's actually true.
但我想话俾你听系真嘅。
This is a special church to me.
呢个教会对我嚟讲系非常嘅特别。
Because of the people that I know here.
因为我识你当中好多嘅人。
But don't you dare tell any of the other churches I said.
你唔好出去话俾第啲教会听喎。
Okay. And so when I come here, there's a special, I mean, it feels like home.
当我嚟到呢个时候，好似翻自己屋企咁样。
I know the people.
我知你好多个人。
I mean, some of the people who worship here actually work at Tyndale.
有啲喺度崇拜嘅，根本喺天道工作嘅。
And so when I see them, I think of this church.
当我见到佢嘅时候，我就谂起呢个教会啦。
And that's what's happening in this letter.
喺呢封信所都系咁样样。
Paul has a very special place for them.
保罗话呢腓立比一个好特别嘅位置。
It's like you're being given a window into the intimate relationship. This is his special prayer for these special people.
在这本书里面我们好像一个窗框给我们看过为什么保罗看他们是这么特别。
And listen to the prayer.
你睇下呢个祈祷。
He says, "And this is my prayer for you."
佢话呢一个就系我嘅祷告。
That your love may abound.
你嘅爱心能够增长。
Love.
爱心。
In English.
喺英文呢
？Love is a throwaway word.
我哋用呢个爱字咧，系样都咁用呢个字。
We use it for everything.
我哋用所有嘅嘢都系用爱。
I love a milkshake from the Dairy Queen.
英文就我好中意咧，我爱嗰个饮嘅奶昔。
I love my wife.
我好中意我嘅太太。
I love my wife. I love Asian legends.
我爱美香村。
When it comes to Chinese food.
如果想食中菜嘅时候，我就去嗰度啦。
I live downtown on the lake.
我咧系近住湖边嗰度住嘅。
And I always wish Asian legends had a place down there.
我好想嗰度咧有个美香村喺度。
Yeah, somehow the restaurants down where I am just don't make it.
下面那些餐厅呢我没那么喜欢。
I love those things.
我很喜欢的。
But it's a throwaway word in the English.
但英文用一个爱字。
I don't know what it's like in Cantonese if there's different degrees of words that have love.
可能在广东话呢这个爱字呢有不同的字表达。
Is there?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, you're a much smarter people than we are.
所以呢你们是聪明一点你未必成为我爱那样东
西。In Greek, it was the same way.
其实希利文都有一样。
And the word that he chooses here is the word that literally means servant love.
喺度佢讲呢个字咧，就一个仆人嘅爱。
A love that is poured out.
呢个系完全嘅摆出嘅。
And it's the word that is used over and over again in the New Testament to describe what the radical core of the Christian faith is all about.
喺新约里边，保罗常用呢个字，呢个爱心系我哋基督教信仰嘅核心。
And this is where we get it wrong so often.
但好多时候我哋就搞错咗啦。
We think it's about belief systems and doctrines.
我哋以为系相信同埋嗰啲教义。
And as important as those things are.
当然嗰啲系好重要啦。
It's what we do with those things that is the radical center of the Christian faith.
但系我哋点样去做先至系我哋个信仰嘅核心。
It's how we pour ourselves out into the world.
我系点样将我自己嘅生命为呢个世界摆出。
When Jesus sent the church out in the early century, first century,
当喺十一世纪主耶稣差嗰啲门徒出去嘅时候
，it wasn't just what they preached，
唔系佢哋讲啲乜嘢
，that was heard，
唔系净系佢人哋听到佢哋所传嘅。
The earliest secular historian makes a comment about this。
喺好早嘅历史学家已经有呢啲咁嘅讲法。
He says these Christians，
佢话呢啲嘅基督徒
，they love each other。
他们彼此相爱。
They share with one another.
他们彼此分享。
And they pour themselves. This is his language. They pour themselves out into the world to those who are poor.
他将他自己生命献出，就为咗一啲贫穷嘅人。
It is how they live, he said.
是因为他们怎样嘅活着。
That has changed.
他的生命改变我们。
This is the radical core of the Christian life.
这个就是我们基督教的核心。
You and I weren't just called to believe in Jesus.
所以你和我不是只说你要信主耶稣。
We were called to believe in the things that Jesus believed in and doing them.
我们需要相信主所信的和跟着去做。
Servant love.
我们有一个仆人的爱。
One of my favorite professors at seminary.
我有一个神学院里面一个很喜爱的教授。
Was a man named Robert Munger.
他叫做 Robert Munger.
Munger was a fascinating and a very godly man. He had pastored one of the largest Presbyterian churches in the United States. Right on the lip of the University of Washington. It was an amazing congregation. And this man had come in the last years of his life to pour his life into students.
在他最后的生命里面他将自己的生命完全为学生摆上。
And one day I was sitting in class that he was teaching.
有一天他在讲书的时候我坐在那里。
And he put up on the, it was overheads in those days, he put up in the overhead.
在那时我们用 overhead, 他摆在上面。
A diagram of two triangles.
是有两个三角形。
One was a triangle with the point pointing up.
一個三角形嘅尖係向上邊嘅。
And the other one was a triangle with the point pointing downward.
另外一個三角形嘅尖係向下邊。
On top of the one that was pointing upwards, he wrote king and queen.
喺上邊嘅時候，佢寫住國王同埋皇后。
On the one with the point pointing downwards, he wrote underneath it servant.
喺尖下邊嘅時候，佢寫住仆人。
He said, pointing at the one that said king and queen.
喺嗰度佢寫住國王同埋皇后。
This is the world that you and I live in.
你同我住喺呢个世界。
It is all about getting to the top.
我哋系需要去到最顶端。
It's all about gaining more authority, more prestige.
我想更多嘅权力同埋名誉。
More power.
好多嘅权力。
More position.
好多嘅俾人听到我哋名誉。
And he says, in this world, increasingly, how you get there is less important than getting there.
其实呢个时期咧，好重要啲人话。怎样去到那个顶点呢?
And you know that.
你知道的。
You know in the worlds that you live on a weekly basis.
你知道每一个日每一个礼拜你在这个世界里面活着。
The position.
我们很多的决定。
And money.
哦我们的钱呢同埋名誉呢。
And power.
权力呢。
Are part of the world in which we're living.
是我们在这个世界里面其中一部分。
And he said, everybody is trying to get there.
他说每一个人都想去那里。
He said, but the kingdom of God is an upside down kingdom.
但是天国的角度是一个反转的三角形。
He said, it's about becoming a servant.
是说怎样成为一个仆人。
About pouring yourself out for others.
怎样为别人摆上你的生命。
He made a little joke.
他曾经这样讲过。
He said, while everybody's trying to get to the top,
他说当个个都想去爬在上面的时候呢,
you need to understand there's a lot of room at the bottom.
你知道在下面有很多空间。
There aren't as many people trying to get to the bottom.
因为没有人想去下面那里。
Think about what Jesus said.
这个就是主耶稣所讲
的。I actually think he meant it.
其实主耶稣真的是这样讲。
The first shall be last.
在前的一定在后。
The weak shall be strong.
软弱的会成为刚强。
Blessed are the meek.
我们是温柔的人有福了。
Or think about what John says.
约翰怎样说呢?
How can you love God and not love others?
你怎能够爱神又不爱其他人呢?
He uses that word. How can you serve God and not serve others?
你又怎能够侍奉神但不侍奉其他人呢?
I mean, that's the Christian life.
这个就是基督教的生命啊。
One of my dear friends.
其中我一个好的朋友。
Back in heaven,In Western Canada.
他现在是 在西方的西边的加拿大。
his boss calls him into his office one day.
有一天他的 boss 叫他入他的写字楼。
And his boss said, offers him a promotion.
他说我想升其职。
Double his salary.
双倍的人工。
He'd have to move.
但他要去搬迁。
I mean, a career move that basically would position him for the future, perhaps to the CEO role.
当他能够接受这个职位的时候呢可能准备去继续的升职的。
He says, spend 10 years there.
他已经在个公司呢10年了。
And do that well.
做得好好。
And you'll be able to take over.
他要在那个时候呢慢慢你其实可以呢交了给你了。
And my friend says, no.
但我朋友说不好啊。
I'm actually committed to the planting of a church.
我在这里是负责是一个抗堂的。
For the next 5 to 10 years, we're committed to planting a church in this particular neighborhood, and I'm committed to being part of it.
我们是准备在来紧几年呢在一个地方植一个堂我是属于其中一部分的。
Imagine.
你去想想。
I guess the boss's face was just incredulous.
对他的 boss 来讲他一点都不能够相信。
He couldn't believe it.
他不可能相信。
Well, imagine a force of believers.
你想想其他的我们每一个信徒。
Hundreds and hundreds of people.
我们有一成千上百的信徒。
Whose very core belief, no matter what they're studying.
如果我们无论你所读的是什么东西。
is to understand that their life is to be poured out in service.
如果他们相信最重要就是说无论做什么他就要将他的生命摆上。
That wherever they are,
无论他在哪里
whether they're studying philosophy,
或者他读哲学的
and they move into graduate school,
他们继续去做毕业生再读
or they're studying business or psychology or social work,
或者他读商科读心理学的
whatever they're studying,
无论他读什么
and whatever they move into,
无论他们去到
哪里 the core belief for them is that they are supposed to make a difference where they are.
那个最紧要的核心就是无论在哪个地方，他有一个不同的地方。
That is not just their competence.
不是说他有没有能力。
It's not just their knowledge.
不是他的知识。
But it's how they live in those places that will make the difference.
就是他在一个地方，他怎么活着才能够改变。
That's what I dream about.
我成日都有呢一个嘅梦想。
I dream about congregations like yours and students like ours pouring themselves out to the, in the world and not just being competent in what they do, but actually making a difference.
我成日想我哋好似你哋呢度嘅会众，好似我个大学嘅学生，无论去到边度嘅地方，佢就愿意将佢自己嘅生命嚟献上，系为咗其他嘅人。
I've seen this in my own wife's life.
我其实在我自己太太的身上见到。
I wish Carla could be here, but she's teaching Sunday school today.
我本来好想 Carla 同埋我一起来，不过今天要教主日学。
It's a small church, and when one of us is away, it's not good.
我哋系一个好细嘅教会，所以一个主学老师行开嘅时候咧，就唔系几好噶啦。
Carla actually was at Tyndale before I came as the president.
其实呢 Carla 已经在这个天道的时候我未做院长的时候已经在这里。
She directed and developed the Bachelor of Education program that we have.
她是负责设计我们那个教育那个部门的。
Recognized by the Ontario College of Teachers.
现在呢其实那些教育学院已经承认我们的学位。
And the provincial government.
是而且政府已经承认的。
To produce teachers for Ontario.
所以呢我们为安省呢现在训练很多老师出来了。
But before she ever did that,
但是没做这个之前呢
she was a public school teacher in Edmonton.
她在 Edmonton 是一个公立学校的教书。
A guidance a counselor and a teacher in a high school there.
在一个中学里面她做辅导和做教学。
Carla has this amazing way of understanding this idea of love.
佢咧有一个好特别方法，佢知道点样去爱。
This idea of moving into a place and in a very gentle and profound way, she somehow makes a cultural difference in that place.
佢入到一个地方嘅时候咧，佢用佢嘅方法咧，能够改变嗰度嘅文化嘅。
And one day she came home, where our daughter and I were.Making supper.
有一天她回来的时候我和我女儿在预备晚餐。
And she, to her embarrassment, admitted
她就好像很难为情地承认
that she'd just been nominated to be the YWCA Woman of Distinction in Edmonton for Education.
她就说她刚刚被提名在外面定的时候是女青年会提名一个是最优秀的女士。
Now you have to understand my wife.
你应该要明白哦。
This is extremely embarrassing to her.
对她来说这个好像很难为情的一件事。
Having attention given to her.
因为她不想好像注意力在她身上。
In fact, if she knew I was talking about this now, she'd kill me.
所以如果她知道我现在讲她呢可能回去呢
So it's yours and my secret.
所以呢这个是我们之间的秘密。
Our daughter and I, we just kind of were a little surprised, just typically, because the people that were also nominated were people like the president of the University of Alberta, other educators of quite well-known.
因为那里被提名呢还有很多个人呢譬如Alberta 大学的校长呢还有很多个人所以我和我的女儿觉得好奇怪。
But we thought it was kind of cool because we got invited to this banquet. It was kind of like the Oscars.
咁我都几好啊！我哋好似去咗个奥斯卡嗰个餐会咁样。
So we thought this would be kind of fun.
我都几好啊。
And so we went and we're sitting there.
咁我哋坐喺度咯，我去咯。
And the person with the envelope.
嗰人咧就大
talks about all the nominees, just like the Oscars.
好似奥斯卡咁咧，读一读咧每一个提名人嘅名。
And then they open the envelope.
跟住打开个信封。
And they call Carla Nelson.
跟住咧，佢讲咗 Carla Nelson.
Now, our daughter Stacy and I are going.
我同我女两个就话吓。
And Carla's turning red.
我太太就面都红晒。
But she goes up to the platform.
但她当然是上台上面领奖。
And the people, the woman starts reading what teachers and students said about her.
那人呢,她就在台上面,有人读出其他的老师和学生怎样去写关于她的。
It was all about character.
全部是讲关于她自己的品格。
It was all about how she served in this place.
她说,她怎样能够去侍奉其他的人。
I remember thinking that it reminded me of Philippians chapter 2.
我记得呢,我突然间的时候想起了腓立比书第二章。
You know where Paul describes Jesus and his attitudes on servanthood.
因为保罗讲到主耶稣佢嗰个仆人嘅心态。
Where he says that let your attitude be that of Christ Jesus, who knew who he was but poured himself out to make himself a servant.
佢话我哋每一个人都以基督耶稣嘅心为心，因为佢本来知道系点样样嘅，但佢反倒虚己，成为仆人嘅形象。
And I thought to myself that day, and I think it now.
当我那天想,还有我现在再想的时候,
Imagine if every Christian took the place that they were seriously.
如果我们每一个基督徒在我们的岗位上,我们都是很认真的。
Not just a place of work,
不单只是做工,
but a place to make a difference.
是我们在当中去改变,
and to serve.
去改变世界和去服侍。
That's what we hope, and that's what a Christian university is all about. It isn't just about intellectual knowledge, as important as that is. It isn't just about skill development. It isn't just, for instance, about creating good psychologists. It's about creating great disciples. I said to one group of parents one day, you send your kid here,
你的子女来读书,
you may not like what ends up.
你可能不知道将来去做些什么。
They may be more sold out to Jesus
可能呢,他们被基督吸引了去,
than you want them to be.
他们可能不去做一些特别的工作,
they may have different value systems than you.
他们不同的价值观,
because they believe in what Jesus believed in and they want to do it. One more story about this. Because I think this is the critical center in the 21st century for us as followers of Jesus Christ. If we don't learn this, then all we will look like is people that know how to preach at people, but we don't know how to live into those people. I met with a friend of mine. He is a leading expert in international development. He's a Harvard fellow. And next year he will join Tyndale as a research faculty in global Christianity and international development.
他呢,明年呢,就会去参加我们天道的学校,就教导我们怎么去普世的发展的。
But right now, he's working in the Middle East.
现在他在中东做工,
and specifically in Lebanon.
他在一个地方叫Ramna.
And right now, something incredible is taking place.
你知不知道现在有些很特别的事发生呢?
He said, Gary, you wouldn't believe what's happened.
他说,Gary,有些事你真的不会相信的。
For years and years, when the conflicts would happen, the Christian community would always get caught in the middle.
他以前有很多很多的不同的冲突的时候,基督徒是夹在中间。
And he said, but all of a sudden, this time during the Syrian revolution, something's changed.
但是在这个时间,因为有些斗争的时候,有些事改变了。
He said, all of a sudden, groups of churches decided not to kind of hide and wait it out.
但是现在突然间,所有的教会呢,开始发觉他们不应该躲起来了,应该出来了。
He said, but they flung their doors open instead.
他们打开他们的门。
And they invited Syrian Muslim refugees to come into the churches and to be there.
他将很多的回教,很多的难民呢,入到他教会当中。
They provided services.
他给他们一个服侍。
They created schools for refugees.
他为这些难民是有学校的创立。
He said they literally poured themselves out to these people.
他们就是将他们的生命是摆出来,就为了这一班的人。
And he said, you will not read about this anywhere.
但你从来没有在这地方是读到关于这个事。
Nobody will talk about it.
没人会这样讲的。
But he said hundreds of Muslims are becoming Christians because of hospitality by the churches.
但是有上百的回教徒成为基督徒，因为有很多人去服侍他们。
Hundreds have become followers of Christ, not because they were preached at,
这上百的回教徒他们竟成为基督跟随者不是因为有人跟他们在教导他们
but because they showed servant love.
是因为他见到基督的爱
You'll never hear about it.
他们从来都不知道
One funny story on that is the imam in one town phoned the Baptist pastor.
有一个事话就是那里的领袖是打给一个浸信会的牧师
And he said this.
他们说
He said, I'm leaving town for a week. You're the only one that I trust in the town. Would you take care of my family?
他说我要离开这个地方一个星期在这个地方里面你是我唯一最相信的人的请你看顾我的家人
All because he poured himself out.
因为他将他的生命摆上
So Paul says, this is my prayer for you that your love may abound more and more.
所以保罗说我祈祷就说你的爱心能够多而又多
And that's his way of, and I'll do it very fast, don't worry.To fill in what he means by this servant love.
他主要就告诉我什么叫仆人的爱呢
That's just in case any of you are looking at your watches.
如果你在看钟的时候我会很快讲的了
Dim sum is on.
我知道你在想 dim sum.
He fills it in by saying, this servant love looks like this. And he says, that your love may abound more and more. And then he uses the word in English, knowledge.
因为他在你的爱心多而又多在中间他摆了个字是知识。
And we've agreed that Cantonese and English are not much better on this translation.
我哋话咧，广东话同英文咧，关于呢个字嘅翻译都唔系最好嘅。
Because when we hear the word knowledge, we just immediately think of intellectual knowledge.
当我谂起知识嘅时候咧，我谂起头脑上边嘅知识。
But the word in the Greek is epignosis.
但喺希腊文嘅时候咧，系 epignosis.
And it literally means decisive knowledge.
呢个讲到咧系一个决策性嘅知识。
Not just intellectual knowledge,
不单是头脑上面的知识
but knowledge that matters.
是这个很重要的知识
I mean, the ability to sort out what's important and what's not important.
是能够分辨什么是重要什么是不重要
I mean, that's such a critical issue for us today.
这个对我们今天来讲是非常之重要的
You know, to be a Christian university is to look at all of the disciplines like philosophy and English and business and all of those things.
因为一个基督教大学就是能够帮助学生在我们无论读商业或心理学或英文都能够明白的
But at the same time, it's to help them work with a God, a Christian worldview and understanding what is decisive knowledge in the midst of those things.
也是我能够帮助他在这个世界里面能够决定怎样是基督的价值观
You know, how do you do, what do you do with your wealth?
你有你的财务那又怎样
呢 There's one business friend of mine saying, being a Christian,When the crisis in 2008 happened, caused a dilemma for me as a person of faith.
他说呢在2008年的时候呢这个财政发生的时候对他的信心都有这个影响的。
We were talking about this idea of decisive knowledge.
我们就讲这个什么决定性的知识呢
He said, somehow to be a follower of Christ is to take people seriously, and yet at the same time in business, it's all about profit.
他说呢我做一个基督跟随者我又要对人好但另一方面呢我又有我的利益。
And the struggle for me was, how do I live those tensions?
我能够怎样处理这两个的张力呢
He said, I wish I'd had the luxury of so many of my other colleagues in similar businesses.
我本来很希望跟其他一起有这样的工作室一起吃晏就讲下。
Who didn't have a Christian worldview that shaped how they were thinking about what business was about.
因为那时候我们没有一个基督教的教导我们怎样在这个工作里面是改变。
That's what decisive knowledge is about.
这个就是一个决策性的知识。
It's knowing what the crucial questions are in the discipline that you're studying.
因为知道在你所读的科里面什么是重要的事。
It isn't just about knowing the discipline.
不是只是知道那一科的事。
But it's shaped around what does it mean to be a follower of Christ in the midst of this as well.
是帮助我们在这个世界里面怎样成为基督的跟随者。
The second word that he uses here
第二个字呢
is fascinating.
很特别的。
He uses a word called aphesius.
他就用这个字 aphesius
In the English, it's depth of insight.
在中文是讲到各样的见识。
But again, in the Greek, it's a fascinating word.
在希臘文呢, 是很特別的。
It literally means
它說什麼呢?
Intuitive knowledge.
即是說我們是接觸就已經知道了。
Or imagination.
而且是很有想像力的。
Now, I find that fascinating.
我覺得很奇妙啊。
See, that the content of this love that Paul's talking about has a decisive knowledge framework and an imagination framework.
這個保羅現在所說這個僕人的愛心, 加上這個說我們有決策性的知識和能夠有想像力的知識。
And here's why I think that's so important for you and for students that we're working with at the university.
所以對你來說,或者對我大學的學生來說,為什麼是這麼重要呢?
It's so easy to be living in the 21st century and looking at the Syrian refugee crisis and looking at the things that are happening in Crimea and looking at the things that are happening in our world.
當我們在21世紀的時候,我們看到Syrian的難民,看到世界裡發生各樣不同的事的時候,
it's so easy for us to look even at our own country and wonder if some of the crises, some of the issues that we're dealing with can ever be worked through.
有些時候,就算我們在看自己的國家,我們都覺得很多經歷的難處到底能不能夠有解決的呢?
And it's so easy to think, excuse the language, that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And if you do not have imagination, if you think things are hopeless, then you will not be encouraged, you will not feel excited about the adventure of making a difference in this world. In fact, you may be like so many people who have spent most of their life living in fear because of things that are going on around them. The opposite of hope is not hopelessness.
希望的相反詞不是失望,
the opposite of hope is a lack of imagination.
希望的相反詞是你沒有想像力。
Like, do you believe God can change lives?
你相不相信神能夠改變生命呢?
I'm going to ask it again.
我再問你,
do you believe that God can change lives?
你相不相信神能夠改變生命?
Do you believe that this church can make a difference in this city? Do you have the imagination that because of how we live, because of who we are, because of what God has made and done in us, we can make a difference? Do you have the imagination to believe that one mustard seed at a time, this world can be changed for Jesus Christ? And if you have that kind of imagination, then wherever you live your lives, you will take seriously and joyfully that that's your part of what God wants to do. So imagine a group of students. Notice this. He says that your prayer may abound, love may abound more and more in knowledge, depth of insight, so that you might be able to discern what is best. Not what's right or wrong. What's best.
他說分辨什麼是最好的。
I mean, at the foundational level of a Christian university are those four frameworks.
其實當我們要建立大學的根基的時候,就是這件事了。
A kind of understanding of love.
既我們明白什麼是愛。
Of pouring ourselves out for the world.
將我們為世界擺上出來。
Of wedding intellectual knowledge with decisive knowledge.
將我們本來理智上認識成為一個決策性的知識。
Of creating in students an imagination that they can dream big.
幫學生能夠更加幫助他創造更多的想像力。
That God has a plan for them.
因為神在他生命有一個計劃。
And they don't have to be fearful.
他們不需要恐懼。
But they can embrace the world that God has placed them in.
他們能夠擁抱這個世界是神所設立的。
Character.
是他的品格。
Love.
是愛。
Critical thinking.
是一個決策性的想法。
a formation that says we want you to have imagination to dream so that you'll know what is best.
我与大家一齐能够一齐嘅梦想，知道乜嘢系最好嘅。
And you want to create that in the place that you are.
我哋想创立呢个咁嘅地方。
We're only 10 years into this.
我哋已经系十年。
Some of your kids are probably in grade 5.
可能有啲人同你个细蚊仔系读五年班啫。
Some of them are in grade 12.
或者呢已经是12年班了。
You may want your kid to think about Tyndale.
可能你想你的儿女想下入入天道大学
呢 Not because of his prestige.
不是因为我们很有名气。
But because of the content in which it would pour into a student's life.
而是我们在这些学生当中我所愿意摆上的。
I have a dream.
我有一个梦想。
That I probably will never see.
我提嘅呢一个嘅大学。
But 30 years from now.
三十年后。
Much like what happened when the people who planted this church.
好似三十年前我哋点样建立呢个教会。
30 years ago.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
大概三十年前。
Probably sat and wondered those little group of 85 people.
可能你系其中八十人个其中一位。
They never would have dreamed of this.
从来佢哋都冇谂到。
Well, likewise us.
好似我哋而家都系一样。
Together.
我哋一齐。
Putting together a university.
我哋一齐建立呢一个大学。
A Christian university.
基督教嘅大学。
In the heart of the city.
喺呢个城市嘅中心。
On Bayview Avenue.
喺 Bayview 嘅地方。
72,000 cars drive by every day.
每日有72,000架车经过呢个校园。
And 30 years from now.
三十年后。
This university.
呢一个大学。
Will be a witness in a way that we could never dream of.
你从来都不能够梦想到是成为一个很大的见证。
But we'll only make it possible together.
但是我一起就能够将它成事了。
Thank you.
多谢大家。
Amen.
Amen.